See, I've been around the industry now for 12 years, and I know it's easier to separate the real from the fake, something that's really meant to last or built to last a lifetime. And I see some people sometimes, they might spend a year or two in Zango, they haven't really started their personal development, and all of a sudden, some new gizmo comes along with the trinary compensation plan, and they buy into, you know, some startup. And they think for some reason that, well, they're not having success over here in Zango, so if they just jump ship, then the grass is going to be greener over there. What do you say to somebody like that?
Nay, nay, I say. Nay, nay, I say. Listen, let me tell you this. The grass sometimes looks greener on the other side, but guess what? The lawn still needs to be mowed.
Right.
You know, if you don't like the way your business is growing in Zango, it's not about jumping ship. It's about looking in the mirror. You know, we have everything in place for one success in Zango. We have the dream team, our corporate leadership. We have the fastest growing team within the fastest growing company. We have the leadership of Corey Citron. We have the compensation plan. We are the number 4 company in 4 years, number 4 company. And like one of my astute distributors, Vera Lopez, said, she said, you know what? To be the number 4 company in 4 years against companies that have been in business for 118 years, doesn't that really make you the number 1 company? I said, you're so astute. You are absolutely right. That makes us number 1. So it's not about the comp plan. It's not about the corporate leadership. It's not about the product. It's ultimately about you. So look in the mirror, change who you are, and everything around you will change. I guarantee it. Everything around you will change. Your inner world creates your outer world. If you don't like the world you're living in today, know it came from the thoughts of yesterday, the thoughts of last week, the thoughts of last month, the thoughts of last year. Make the decision to start today and have today be the first day of the rest of your life. Change you, change the thoughts you think, and watch the world around you change.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Be a change agent. Yeah, change agent. That's right. Gandhi, Martin Luther King, great leaders.
Isn't Martin Luther King one of your idols?
One of my heroes. Absolutely. One of my Martin Luther King is one of my idols because Martin Luther King got his PhD, became a leader.
The same college, by the way, Morehouse College, is Dr. John Edwards.
Oh, Dr. John Edwards is one of my heroes, too. I love Dr. John Edwards. He is awesome. And Dr. John Edwards inspires me tremendously as well. Absolutely. Martin Luther King, during a time of adversity and challenges greater than what any of us have probably ever going to ever face, he succeeded. And so I feel if Martin Luther King can do it, Barbara Williams can do it. If Martin Luther King can do it during such a climate of adversity, it's so much against him, that if he could do it, I can do it. And he just inspires me just tremendously. Yeah. Dr. Edwards, I love him dearly. I've had the opportunity to meet him on several occasions. Comes from the Bahamas. It's not a particularly advantageous country, is it? He is a doctor, an aspiring doctor, a wonderful doctor, wonderful human being, incredible integrity, authentic, absolutely authentic, so down to earth, heart as big as Texas, just will embrace anybody, everybody. You know what I like about him when he's at events? He does not leave until the last person that wants to ask him a question leaves. He doesn't rush out of that room.
No.
He's never too busy to talk to people.
No.
He is definitely there to give everybody the time of day and a piece of who he is. Wonderful, wonderful man. Love Dr. Edwards dearly. Absolutely. Do you know, Corey, I actually called him on one occasion. I called him to do a three-way with me. And he was in the middle of dinner. You know, and he stopped his dinner to take the three-way for me. What a great human being. What a great
You're not in his down line. You're not in his up line.
No,
you're not in his cross line.
No. Yeah. And stopped in the middle. And graciously. Not even just graciously. With just this incredible... Sure, I'll do it. No problem. I'm here. I'll do it. And it meant so much to the man I was connecting with him because... The man I was connecting with him had family from the Bahamas, and they ended up finding out they had things in common, which was a great three-way. Absolutely awesome. But yeah, Dr. Edwards, great man. Great man.
Let's talk about, and this is, I think, maybe the last thing we have a chance to talk about during this session. I'm sure once this gets out there, people are going to want part 2. Okay? Don't worry, it's coming. Let's talk about some of the successes that you have enjoyed in Zango. Some of the material things, some of the spiritual things, some of the family things and whatnot that have blessed your life.
Well, let's start with one thing that this actually probably puts me very vulnerable in a way, mm-hmm. but I'm going to share this with you. Exactly 2 years ago, Corey, I had one of my distributors suggest that I make a CD. Do you know, just 2 short years ago, that intimidated me. It wow. scared me. It was so thinking out of the box for me. I was like, oh my God, what is this man talking about? This is much bigger than I'm able to think. What am I going to do with this new distributor? Because I'm supposed to be the leader and I can't think even as big as my prospect here. So just 2 short years ago, just 2 years ago, this was a discomfort zone for me. It was something that intimidated me. And so just, you know, look what can happen in 2 years. Here
it's
I am.
Exponential making... growth at yes. this point for you.
Yeah. Thank you, Corey. Yeah. Thank you. Some of the really neat things is I am a real estate investor. So I've been able to acquire a couple new homes since I've been with Zango. One of the things that I think was really exciting for me is that I've always wanted a swimming pool. And I've never really had the opportunity to do some of the simple things that other people maybe take for granted, one of which is designing landscaping. So I re-landscaped my entire backyard, put in a swimming pool, a Harvest Gold concrete, the lighting, the sprinkler system, the plants, all the designing.
Top
the
of the line.
Even a custom-made waterfall. Which I love
oh,
my custom-made
cool.
waterfall. and I love going out there and enjoying my... In fact, Dave Bradbury gave me one of the biggest compliments in the world when he came to my home to visit me. He stayed the entire time in my backyard enjoying my custom-made waterfall and landscaping in the backyard, which felt really, really good. So that's
I'm sure Madison loves that, too.
Oh, the pool is heated with the solar heat because, you know, little skinny five-year-olds don't want to get in a cold pool. So Madison absolutely, absolutely loves it, yes. And then I was able to buy a brand-new car. Not a Mercedes or a Jaguar, but you know what? It was a Jaguar to me.
Mm.
I bought a 2006 Honda Accord EXL, so I've got the sunroof, the moonroof, the heated seats, the XM radio, the dual heating and air, and the whole nine yards. It's just an awesome, awesome car with leather seats, which I've never had leather
wow.
seats before.
Huh.
So that was a real first for me, so that was quite exciting. And then one of the things I just recently did is I treated myself to the most gorgeous diamonds and ruby jewelry set. So I've got the earrings.
And they're beautiful.
Thank you. And I got the necklace and I got the ring. The only thing that's missing I'm going to go back and get is the bracelet. But it's actually, I've been married and it's nicer than any wedding ring I've ever had. I said, you know what? Why wait for someone else to do it for you? Do it for yourself. So I treated myself to that. I've been able to expose my granddaughter to opportunities, being able to, one, take her on the Mexican Riviera cruise that we're looking forward to, and she's so excited about it. Things that I just wouldn't have been able to do if I had not increased my income and been successful with Zango. But most importantly, Corey, is the person I've become. The person I've become in the process. Loving myself, liking myself, being able to handle life's opportunities. We aren't calling them problems or challenges anymore. Mm-hmm. We're calling them opportunities. To be able to handle those, to stay in the solution, to have courage, to rise above things. The person I've become is more important than any of the money or any of the things that I've been able to buy. And having the team that I have, the love of my team. I have an incredible team of people. I mean, I love each and every one of them out there. They're wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. And if you don't mind, Corey, there are some people that I want to thank.
Sure.
You know, it may seem small to other people, but I want to thank Joy Albert. And Joy Albert lives in Merced, and right now she's watching my granddaughter, Madison. And without Joy Albert extending herself, watching Madison, allowing me to know that she's in a safe place with a safe person, I wouldn't be able to be here today. So I very special thanks to Joy Albertson. And, you know, thanks for Johanna for her persistence in getting me started in Zango, because many people would have given up on me, and Johanna never did. She never did for two reasons. She knew the product would help. She knew that the product would lift my depression. But Johanna has believed in me for over 10 years. And has always seen me as someone greater than what I was able to see myself. So I really want to give a special thanks to Johanna Baker. Like back to what I said earlier, is that many people, without hope, they have nothing. Well, the same thing applies. There's many people out there, Corey, that has no one to believe in them. So the greatest gift you could give your prospect or new distributor is the belief in them, letting them know that you're going to be there for them and that you, in fact, believe in them. I want to thank you, Corey, for believing in me and having me here today. That means so much to me. And I want to thank your mom. Your mom is a very, very special woman. And I want to thank each, and I can't name them all off, all my distributors, but I want to thank each and every one of the distributors in my group for their love and support and sticking with Zango and me and being here for the long haul. That's great.
Well, Barbara, I want to thank you. This has been just enlightening for me, and you're blessing the lives of tens of thousands of people out there that are going to purchase this training. And I know that I'm going to suggest that everybody gets this because we really covered it all. We covered the whys, the hows, the personal development, the day in the life of, inspirational. I mean, you really covered all the bases. So I just want to thank you for being who you are and encourage you to continue inspiring people and challenging yourself and just continuing this journey. That is just an incredible thing to watch manifest itself. So thank you very much, and we'll see you in Utah.
Thank you, Corey. See you in Utah too. Can't wait.